I'd like just to start out this morning by inviting you to partake and assist with the annual seminarian appeal that we have every year. You should have received a letter from the diocese just offering this opportunity to support priestly vocations in our diocese. I know for myself, when I was entering the seminary, it would have been pretty tough for me to enter the seminary if I hadn't had the support of the people who paved the way for me to get that education. So I want to thank you, first of all, for that, and then invite you to, with me, join me in supporting our priestly vocations. When I look around our parish, I hope we have some future priests among us in this congregation. I think the Lord has probably got some young men here who could respond to that call. Each of us, each individual, is called to a vocation. That way that God invites us to live, that way that God invites us to get to heaven, to be saints. And we have to be aware of how is God calling us. You know, we hear about the different vocations, priesthood, religious life, marriage, consecrated life. But there's many vocations that God calls each one of us to. And so we need to be aware of that. And if we have our vocation already, then how is God asking me? How is He growing me in this vocation? One of the great things that we learned, that we were reminded of in the Second Vatican Council, is that each one of us is called to be holy. This call isn't just for the priests, it's not just for the religious, but it's for all of us. Each and every one of us has this vocation to holiness. And then within that, what is the way that God is calling me? What is the way that He's making open for me to be a holy person? That's something we have to discern as individuals. And sometimes we need the help of others to help us understand, how do I live this vocation once I have that vocation? So it's a process, a lifelong process. As we continue to discern that and pray about that, we have to be aware that sometimes we have this sense of, well, there's the main vocations, but then I don't fit in any of those. Maybe I'm a single person and I never got married. Or maybe I'm divorced. Or maybe my spouse died. Maybe I'm a widower or a widower. Or maybe I'm a deacon. Deacon Phil. I'm married, but I'm also ordained. Or maybe I'm a third order person, which is a lay person who lives part of the religious life. So there's all these other kind of categories that we don't necessarily fit in. But the thing is to remember is that each one of us has a path to holiness. And that is really, really important that we understand that and we pray about that and ask the Lord, reveal your path to me so that I can live that fully and faithfully in my life. So how is God inviting you into that? If you know your vocation, if you're living your vocation, most of us get married, probably that's the most common vocation. But if I know my vocation, then how am I being called to grow in it? Do I talk to the people around me, whether it's my spouse or friends? How am I doing with living my vocation? Are we doing this together? Do you talk to your spouse and say, hey, are we living our vocation? Are we intentionally deciding to do this? Because that's really important, that we make a decision. It's a decision that I live this each and every day. I don't just accidentally fall into this thing. Oh, I'm a priest. How'd that happen? You know, it's a decision and a lifelong commitment that I continue to give myself to this vocation, give myself to this path to become holy, to become a saint. Do we do that with our lives? That's the invitation that the Lord gives us today. He talks about the stewardship, that all of us have received different gifts, right? Each of us has received different areas in our lives where we have been gifted. And maybe for you, your marriage or your priesthood or your religious life is going to look a little different than others. And that's because God has called you with a specific purpose. Do we have that awareness that maybe God is calling me to do something very particular? And this vocation that we have, the stewardship that we take on, and being a good steward with what I have, and using that for the glory of God and for the upbuilding of the church, remember that we do live our vocations in the context of the church. You know, it's not something that we just do on our own, but we get the support of the holy people, and we come together, and we support each other in our vocations. So our vocation is very much tied to those around us. As a priest, my vocation, my growth in holiness is very much tied to the people who I serve. If you're married, very much tied to your family, to your spouse. If you're religious, your community, the way that you serve your community. All these different aspects, we have to be aware of how is God growing me in this vocation? So for those who know your vocation, maybe you think, well, I'm living it now. But what do I mean, what's the big deal? Like, okay, talk about vocations, good job, Father. But what do I do? Do you continue to ask the Lord, reveal to me and show me the way that I'm supposed to live this out? Is that something that we do daily? Is that something we do often? And maybe take a step back and say, okay, I need to work on this area, or I need to be open to being used in the community, in the broader community, in this way. Is that something we do together? If you have children, are you teaching your children to discern, to learn how to pray, to be open to where is God calling them? You know, each of us has a vocation, and the more we can understand that, and the longer we learn that and kind of live that out in our lives, the more prepared we can be to receive that call. So if we teach our children at a very young age, hey, God is going to call you to something. You might not know it right now, and that's okay. But be open, and let's be praying about this. Let me teach you how to pray. That's something we need to do with our children, and I hope, for our young people, maybe teenagers, college students, those that age, when we're starting to really maybe discern our vocation, be open, be active in that. Ask the Lord to reveal to you His path. You know, be aware that God is calling you. He's calling you to do something. He wants you to be a great saint. So respond to that call. It's my desire that our parishes would become a place of vocation, that we live our vocations with intention. We decide to live for God. It's not something we just kind of stumble through life, but we decide, I'm going to live for Jesus. And I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to start right now. So let's pray that we can be a place where vocations are nourished, built up, and that the body of Christ grows and brings others to know Christ. Come, O Holy Spirit, enlighten my understanding in order to know your commands. Strengthen my heart against the snares of the enemy. Enkindle my will. I have heard your voice, and I do not want to harden my heart and resist, saying, later or tomorrow. Rather, right now, lest there be no tomorrow for me. O Spirit of truth and wisdom, Spirit of understanding and of counsel, Spirit of joy and of peace, I want what you want, because you want it, as you want it, and when you want it. Let us pray, asking God to help us, to be those who respond with generous hearts, to respond and give ourselves to our vocations.